Hi, I'm Steve Todd, and you're listening to Musicians FAQ, a radio program focused on learning more about the musicians that are entertaining you around Waterloo Region. We're featuring your favorite local singer, guitar player, or drummer, learning how they got started, influences, funny stories about past gigs, and upcoming performances. You'll also hear some great recordings of their work. In addition, we'll be learning about others in the music industry that are helping to maintain a vibrant music scene. This is Musicians FAQ.
Now if you don't want me, honey, you don't have to stall. My heart is not a plaything you will find. Now that you have got me with my back against the wall, honey, can't you please make up your mind? You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You'll feel so blue and all alone. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Called you on your phone, and your mama said that you were not around. While I was sitting at home all alone, you were walking the dog all over town. Oh, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You'll feel so blue and all alone. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Do you recall when you was my honeybee and you ran around this sugar way too long? Well, now your cheating heart's done got the best of me. Oh, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Oh, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You'll feel so blue and all alone. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Oh, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You'll feel so blue and all alone. Oh, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
You were just listening to Randy Morrison and the Flat River Band covering You're Gonna Miss Me When I'm Gone, originally recorded by Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs in late 1964. The song appears on Randy Morrison's album, which included, as well as Randy on fiddle, musicians Martin Chapman on bass, Larry Miller on banjo, and Richard Dugal on guitar and vocals. Good morning, it's Steve Todd, and I want to thank you for listening to Musicians FAQ on 102.7 CKMS. Today's show is part two of our series with Richard Dugal, or as his friends call him, Dickie. He's a singer, songwriter, and guitarist currently based out of Drumbo, Ontario. Many of the listeners might have seen him perform with the Commercial Bluegrass Band at the Commercial Tavern in Maryhill, but he's also played with several other bands such as Clean Sweep, Randy Morrison and the Flat River Band, and Sunrise. In part one, we learned about Dickie's early days growing up and being a part of the band Clean Sweep. Let's pick up from there and learn more about Dickie Dugal's musical journey.
Do you want to talk a little bit about the Randy Morrison and the Flat River Band? Is that after Clean Sweep?
Yeah, I stopped playing for a while because raising a family and busy with the kids and hockey and stuff like that and everything. Yep. And then I got a call from Randy, and he was putting Randy Morrison and Flat River Band together, and he asked me if I wanted to join up, you know. So I went for a rehearsal, and I made the cut, and started playing with them. He had Larry Miller on banjo, Martin Chapman on bass.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I know Paul. I know his son, Paul.
Yeah. So okay. He was Paul's dad there. He's a pretty darn good, solid bass player. And he really likes fiddle music. Randy wanted to do some bluegrass festivals and have a show going. So we done that for a couple years, three years, I think.
That's great. Okay.
Randy, I think he won Fiddle Player of the Year in the bluegrass scene there for about 5 years in a row. Really? Yeah, it worked out really good. We had a lot of fun doing that, and I learned a lot of fiddle tunes.
Okay, now where's Randy from?
He was from Brampton at the time. He's got quite the lineage for fiddle. Like he learned his fiddle playing from Graham Townsend. And Graham Townsend, he learned a lot of fiddle playing from Don Esser. You know, I was learning these Canadian fiddle tunes and everything. And, you know, Randy, he can really deliver those tunes, eh? So it worked out pretty good. Yeah, we were doing the festivals, pretty good festivals and that. And we were doing pretty good summer festivals. Like, I think we done the one up in Owen Sound, Summerfest. I had a pretty good time with Randy.
And you would have been a real crowd pleaser at the festivals, I'm sure, with all the fiddle tunes.
Like, I just love fiddle tunes. I always have.
Oh, yeah.
I had three uncles that played the fiddles.
You would have sold a bunch of CDs probably for sure with all the festivals and everything, I'm sure. Eh?
Yeah, we did all right. Like, Randy financed it all and everything, you know, and he recorded it all. You know, on that CD there, I think Steve Petico's on it.
Oh, really? Okay.
He does a couple of... I wasn't in the studio with him, but he came and dropped in and laid down some tracks and stuff, you know. It was fun to be on that project. We were approached and asked to do a CD with a whole bunch of other Ontario bluegrass bands. They did this on an annual basis for a while, and we did it in 2010. It was with the Randy Morrison band. It was myself, Randy Morrison, Larry Miller, the banjo player, and he had played with Cody, that was a big name bluegrass band here in Canada. We had Martin Chapman in the band.
Okay, yeah.
But we had to do original tunes. So Larry, the banjo player, Larry Miller, he had an original banjo tune, and he called it Flat River Band. Randy had a couple fiddle tunes, but they wanted a singing tune. So I wrote one called Good Old Bluegrass for Fun. Yeah, we went in the studio and we put down three tunes for that compilation CD. And then when, about a month later, my wife Lisa got a call, and it was a producer. And he said, we're going to use your husband's song for the title track.
Oh, wow.
And, okay. You know, so it was called Good Old Bluegrass for Fun. You know, a lot of people really liked it a lot. Some bluegrass radio shows started to open their shows with the song. We done really well with it. It's an easy song, just two chords, G and D. You know Mike Curley, eh?
Yeah, oh yeah.
So he was running the slow jams down at the Waterloo Wellington Bluegrass Association. He said, gee, I'm gonna use that song in there to start the slow jam every week.
Oh, so great, okay.
Yeah. They were doing that every week. Bluegrass DJs that had radio shows like Dan Joseph and Dan Beeman, they started using it on to start some bluegrass shows. So did really well. When I got a bluegrass band, when I'm playing with bluegrass, I try to keep it in the repertoire.
Yeah. It'd be cool if you look out the crowd and you see people singing along with it, you know that you did something right, eh?
Yeah. Like they sometimes... at the beginning there, I hadn't sang it for a while, and I kind of forgot the words, and I was soon corrected. You know, I make sure I know it really good now when I do play it out in two chords. I think I know I wrote it in no time at all.
Fiddle me this, fiddle me that.
always take me back to those big farm kitchens with room for us all, playing those songs till dinner was called. Banjo me this, banjo me that, pick me those tunes that always take me back to those hills and mountains from my younger days, when life was easy and all we did was play. Good old bluegrass for fun, pickers and players with all those guitar runs, play and sing our favorite song, jamming all night till the break of dawn. Brings me back to my bluegrass roots, maybe some harmonies to sweeten the tune. Good old bluegrass for fun, pickers and players with those old guitar runs, play and sing our favorite song, jamming all night till the break of dawn. Pickers and players with those old guitar runs, play and sing our favorite song, jamming all night until the break of dawn. Good old bluegrass for fun, good old bluegrass for fun, good old bluegrass for fun.
Hi, I'm Doug Dietrich from Waterloo, and you're listening to 102.7 CKMS, RadioWaterloo.ca.
I forgot to mention Kevin Westfall, because, you know, I get together, I have a lot of fun with him, too. Like, in, there's another guy I picked up sometimes when I've played solo or somewhere, and I needed a bass player. He'd help me out playing
really?
Bass.
Okay. Have you written songs with him too?
No, I've never written a song with him, but I sure like his songwriting.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he has the ability, I think, to pound out a song really fast that are catchy and funny, and
he's got that talent to do that, you know, and he's done well. Oh yeah, and he's always at it.
Yeah,
you know, he comes up with some pretty good one-liners.
Okay.
Yeah. I get a kick out of that sometimes, man.
Oh yeah. Were you part of the like the Barn Dance Jamboree, or are you just a guest performer for that, a solo? Or
I've been a guest when the Barn Dance was at the Commercial Tavern. Doug Dietrich had me on the show, and went up and did three or four tunes there with the Barn Dance. You know,
that's
a nice experience. You know, you go up and it's that portion of the show is yours, right? You do your song and you talk to the audience and you have some fun, you know. It was at the Commercial Tavern, so it felt like just being at home, because I played there quite a bit with the Commercial Bluegrass Band.
Yeah,
right?
Actually, I was just going to mention that. So you, with that band, you had some really good players, like, again, Norm, and I think you had Dan Howlett in that band.
Yeah.
Great players.
At first, we had Kenny Grooms, a banjo player, myself, Al Widmeyer, Dan Howlett, and Glenn George. And then from there, it's changed. You know, we had people go because they were busy and whatnot. You know, we changed some people. You know, some others have come on board. But when before this COVID came on there, the band that was regularly there was myself, Norm Tellier, Dwayne Friesen, Ron Beingestner playing dobro, Larry Johnson playing banjo.
Wow, okay. Yeah, I used to practice with a band up in Fergus, and so either Wednesday or Thursday night, I can't remember what night it was you guys were playing there, but I used to drop into the Maryhill on the way home, and I just loved listening to you guys.
At first, we started Wednesday nights. We played every second Wednesday. And then we started playing once a month, but on Fridays. And that's the way like COVID hit there. That's what we were doing. Like first Friday of the month was a commercial bluegrass band at the commercial tavern.
Yeah, it was good music.
Yeah, and like Paul took good care of us. And, the crowd was really starting to get good, you know.
Oh yeah,
we were starting to have a lot of fun, and then the COVID hit, and
that's a shame, eh?
Yeah, just knocked everything down. Well, hopefully, if it ever starts up again, we can start up with the same bunch of guys, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a lot of us that are just itching to play someplace.
Yeah, you know, we just done the traditional bluegrass stuff, you know.
Yeah. And
times throw in some country tunes, you know, because. I don't know. People find a way to dance to bluegrass too.
Yeah, okay. So
the night goes on and people getting up to dance and having fun and everything, you know, so it worked out pretty good.
Oh yeah.
I wish 40 years ago, well, I could have done that. Like, grab a bar somewhere and say, hey, you know, let us play here once a month and see what happens, or, you know, twice a month or something like that. You know, I know some bands were doing that down east. Some bluegrass bands were doing that down east, but in Ontario here, it wasn't done too much. Probably not at all. Once you start and get it going and the word gets out, you know, people start coming out to listen to you. You build up a following and have some fun, yeah. You know.
Let's take a little bit of a pause to listen to the Commercial Bluegrass Band performing live at the Commercial Tavern in Maryhill. Here's their version of There's More Pretty Girls Than One.
Yeah. Thinking all about me.
lot of people know me as Dickie. Eh? What Glenn George used to say is, he'd introduce me, say, this is Richard Dugal, and his friends call him Dickie, so you can too.
Okay.
That's what he used to say. So, and it stuck, eh? So, you know, sometimes if I'm playing, let's say I'm at the commercial and I'm playing, I introduce myself as Richard Dugal, but I say, my friends call me Dickie, so you can too.
Okay.
That's what I do.
I researched you a little bit online, and you played something called Randall Hill and More Friends a couple of years ago. Can you tell me about that one?
Randall Hill, he had a booking at this art bar down in Hamilton, and he needed some players, and he's one of my bluegrass heroes, because really? I used to go listen to him years ago over in Barton's Inn, when he played in the Big Red Ford, and he played in Streets and Hills, and darn good bluegrass, high and lonesome voice, you know.
Okay, yeah.
Real good singer. And yeah, he had this booking. He says, hey, let's put something together here. He says, and help me do an evening. And so myself, Larry Johnson, and Glenn George, we met at the art bar there, and we put on a show, and it was fantastic.
I
really enjoyed playing and singing with Randy Hill. He said he's my hero.
Okay.
I always found that he was a premium bluegrass mandolin player and singer.
And with you, like you, Larry, and Glenn, probably a really, really solid backup for him, I guess, right? Yeah, like you guys were already well rehearsed anyway, so.
Yeah, he just done his thing, and we backed him up. And, you know, when he had me doing quite a few songs, and let her have it on the mandolin there, because he's one heck of a mandolin player.
Oh, okay. I'll check some of his stuff out. I'm sure I could find some things online of him.
If you do, let me know. I know I've seen some stuff. You know, his brother, Rocky Hill, they do stuff together sometimes, and Rocky can really sing and play, and I know they put together little band packages and whatnot and go play somewhere sometimes, you know. Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah, I'll definitely check that out. What kind of things are you doing right now then, like with COVID kind of putting the brakes on all the live stuff?
I'm playing some bass too, right?
Okay, yeah.
So I was playing before COVID there, I was playing in a country band with Doug Dietrich, Sunrise.
Really? Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was playing bass for them, and
okay.
So I got I'm just kind of, I've only been at it for a couple years now, and you know, I really like playing bass,
okay,
and especially the country songs that need the walking bass and stuff. So that's what I've been doing. I've been practicing that, and I'll put down some songs and play bass along with it. Whatnot, you know. So that's what I've been doing. You know,
okay.
I've been keeping my chops up, you know. Yeah. I know you have been too, right?
Like so many people I've talked to, they started out playing a lot, and then some people dropped out completely, like they're hardly touch their instruments. So it is a struggle to keep playing.
One thing I'd done is I went out and bought a new guitar, and you know, that keeps inspiration up, eh? You know, so I did that. I go on those sites there that like those groups where you can post a song.
Okay, yeah.
You know, and you get some feedback from that. It's a lot of fun, you know. And there's one called Country Music 2020 Isolation Shutdown or something like that. And you practice a song, you go on there and you sing it, you know, and people leave their comments.
Really?
It's pretty good. Like there's people from all over Canada taking a listen to you. Eh?
Okay.
It's a lot of fun, and it's it helps keep you in shape a little bit, you know, for your playing and singing.
Might be a good place to get some real honest criticism too. Like sometimes maybe people that you know might not you're singing.
I'll tell you, there's a lot of people out there that just they just love it. You know, you post a song and you know, they put their comments on and everything, and it's a lot of fun.
Like, yeah,
you
okay.
know, there's a few of those type of groups, and I know some of the people that are that are doing the same as I am. There's a lot of talent out there. That's one way of keeping yourself out there and, yep, you know, having some fun with it.
For sure.
It's not exactly like a live audience, but
no,
you know, it helps a little bit.
Okay.
Here's a song that Dickie posted online on the Facebook group Isolation 2020 Country Jamboree. This one is called God Must Be a Cowboy, a top 10 hit for Dan Seals in 1984.
Oh, campfire, coffee, from a thin cup in my hand, sure warms the fingers when it's cold. I'm playing an old guitar, friend, I understand, sure smooths the wrinkles in my soul. Asleeping in the moonlight, a blanket for a bed, it leaves a peaceful feeling in my mind. Waking up in the morning with an eagle overhead makes me want to fly away before my time. And I think God must be a cowboy at heart. He made wide open spaces from the start. He made grass, trees, and mountains, and a horse to be a friend, and trails to lead old cowboys home again. Bright lights and big cities, oh, they're all right for a while. They sure make you feel good when you're there. But the country so pretty goes on and on for miles, takes away the troubles and my cares. And I think God must be a cowboy at heart. He made wide open spaces from the start. He made grass, trees, and mountains, and a horse to be a friend, and trails to lead old cowboys home again. And trails to lead old cowboys home again.
I'll tell you, I think everybody will be a little bit nervous when they go back to a live audience.
Yeah, it's going to be, for sure.
You know?
Yeah, a lot of people are way out of practice.
Yeah, like it's gonna be interesting. And then you know, you're gonna have to, you know, find places that want to get into it again too.
Yeah, because a lot of bars and restaurants are probably like financially devastated too. They can't probably afford anything. So
yeah, like it's gonna be interesting what's going on. You know,
yeah.
Like I hope so. You know, I hope everything starts up again. Like, you know, I was playing with Sunrise there. We were doing the Legion dances and stuff like that. I hope that starts up again, you know. And,
yeah, yeah.
Once everything opens up again, you know, it'll probably be a little learning curve for everybody, but it should start up again.
Yeah, for sure.
The thing you were doing there over at in Roseville there. Yeah, like, you know, stuff like that. They're probably just itching to start that back up again.
Yeah, it'll be interesting because everybody was sharing, you know, everybody's kind of using the same mics, and you kind of have a community guitar and you have a cajon that everybody's kind of playing the drums on. So there's probably going to be some changes. Like people have, might have to bring their own microphone or something, or I'm not too sure, but
there'll be precautions.
Were you doing some solo gigs too? Like you mentioned Drumbo Tavern, and were you able to do a couple of like one-nighters on your own?
I've done some at some, you know, those microbreweries.
Okay. Yeah.
I've done some, usually I like to bring somebody along with me. Like I've done a couple with Larry Johnson, you know, the banjo player. I kind of like bringing a banjo player because it makes everybody happy as soon as they see that banjo player.
That's good.
For some reason.
No, I love banjo too. I know.
Yeah. And like he's very good at Larry, you know, if I do like a slow kind of country song and not and that, you know, he's very good at backing up. We've had a lot of fun doing that. You know, I hope we can do it again, you know. And besides that, like, the last gig I had was a wedding. You know, I did a wedding, just myself and another guitar player, and I did a bunch of songs that suited for a wedding. You know, yeah, it was kind of fun.
Good.
That was the last gig I actually done.
Yeah,
I think it was way back, just before the winter there.
Well, hopefully we can fill up our calendars in the maybe the summer. I don't think anything's going to happen in the spring, but
I think that's the way it's going to go. I like the solo gigs. You know, like I or one or two people, I kind of like doing that, you know, and it seems that you can fill out your calendar pretty easy with that kind of stuff. And then the other thing I like doing was Paul Weber at the Commercial Tavern there, when he'd hire me, you know, maybe once every 5 weeks or whatever to sing a whole bunch of country songs with him, you know.
Okay.
And that was always fun too. You know, it's pretty easy going, and you know, all I had to do was remember my words. And you talk about people backing you up. You know, like he always has real good drummers, and his brother on pedal steel, maybe, or maybe even Mike Weaver on pedal steel, or he uses Doug Dietrich too.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I think you interviewed him, drummer, Grant Haywood.
Grant Haywood, yeah.
Yeah, like he sometimes he's a drummer, and Peter Zettel. And, you know, it's always fun up there. And they, you know, you talk about real professional musicians, guys that have been on the road, like, they were really on the road back in the day, those guys, you know, when they had the Paul Weber and Top Hand going there and crossing the country and whatnot. So when you get up with those guys, there's no fooling them. Like they know every song there is.
Yeah, for sure. No, I know what you mean.
Yeah. A lot of fun. I really appreciate that he gave me that kind of opportunity. I never went on the road, you know. I always played music like, you know, raised a family, and you know, played my music on the weekends sometimes. Or, you know, I never did it seriously full time. To me, it was just a real serious hobby. You know, when you get the opportunity to play with people who have been on the road and have done it for. It was their profession. I appreciate that.
Billy was a fighting, drinking man. The devil never had a better. Mary Johnson was an angel, bless her heart. We all cried when she fell for Billy's spot. She found a man that no one knew was there, and all it took was two wings and a prayer. Mary Johnson is an angel, heaven knows. Sundays in a row. Seven Sundays in a row he's been in church. A little hard to recognize with his tie and starched white shirt. There's a battle raging in his troubled soul. God's won seven Sundays in a row. Sometimes we all stumble and we fall. There's a little Billy Sparks inside us all. But as long as we believe, there's always hope. More than seven Sundays in a row. Seven Sundays in a row he's been in church. A little hard to recognize with his tie and starched white shirt. There's a battle raging in his troubled soul. But God's won seven Sundays in a row. There's a battle raging in his troubled soul, but God's won seven Sundays in a row.
Hi, I'm Lance Russwurm from Kitchener, and you're listening to 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo.ca.
I played a few bluegrass gigs, and what I liked is you had sort of one mic in the center and one of those mics that picks up everything in the room. And then you just, if you're doing a solo, you just kind of walk up a little bit closer to the mic and do your thing and then step back again. So
with Randy Morrison and Flat River Band, that's what we did. We had one high-end Shure mic. The boys are using them down the States, like Marty Stewart and all that. They use those big Shure SM55s, I believe.
Okay.
They are, and they're about $1,000 microphone. Myself and Randy would I'd sing and have my guitar there, would pick it up like crazy, and Randy would come in and do a solo on it. The bass was mic'd up by itself. Yeah. We had two satellite mics at the side for the banjo, and if Randy played mandolin, because he played mandolin as well.
Okay. Yeah.
And then when he played the fiddle, he'd usually go into that that big Shure mic.
Okay.
But that's how we did it. Basically around one mic.
Yeah.
And a couple satellite mics.
And it works.
And yeah, it works. I feel really comfortable playing that way, actually. Punching Randy Morrison and Flat River Band. You can see us working the mic that way. You know, we did Elmira that way and some pretty big festivals that way too. You got to have that good Shure mic, though. You know, you got to invest in that.
Oh yeah,
I don't have one, but they really do the job.
Oh yeah.
There's the coordination part too. Like, you're more free on stage because you know that your guitar is going to come through and the vocals are going to come through. You can move around a little bit better. You know, where you, if you're using single mics, you got to basically stand there almost.
Yeah, you're stuck. Yeah. It
gives you more flexibility. A great idea that you have here to feature, local musicians. And thank you for that.
Well, thanks. Thank you.
Because I've listened to other programs and that you've interviewed people, and man, I've learned a lot of stuff.
Shocked at how much, like, all the Kitchener Waterloo music history. Like, I never realized how fortunate we are to live here.
Just, some of the stuff about the, like, the barn dance and all that when you were talking with Doug Dietrich, like, that's when you were talking with Lance, Russ warned about his father and that, who me and Lynn, we used to talk once in a while. And, it was, you know, he'd tell me about the music business and everything. Actually, one night we had a songwriting seminar together down at the Legion there. You know, we had a group of people, and not that I could contribute that much, but Lynn sure told us a lot of stuff.
Oh, I bet.
And it's a good job you're doing there, Steve.
Well, thanks a lot. Sometimes I wish I was born 50 years ago, because I keep talking to a fair bit of the people I've talked to are between 60 and 80, because I was targeting a bunch of the barn dance people, and all the stuff I feel like I've missed out on things that happened in the 70s and 80s and everything. So
same here. Like I went towards like I like the folk music or bluegrass stuff, you know. I always liked country music too. I wish I would have followed it more, the country stuff. I never went to that many country bars and stuff like that, you know. Yeah. To listen to some. Actually, when I first when I went out to the commercial for the first time, well, that had to be maybe probably between 15 and 20 years ago.
Okay. Yeah.
And I walked in there. This band goes up. I didn't know who it was, but it was Fred Lewis and Riding High. You know, I didn't know these guys. And I'm telling you, after the first few songs, I went, oh, my God, what is this? This is, sounds great, you know. Yeah. Then I got to know these guys, right? Oh, my God, like they sounded like they were coming out of Nashville. Yeah. And then I went back and to listen to I had heard of Paul Weber a lot, with Paul Weber and Top Hand, but I never actually went to see him play back in the day. But I went back, and he was playing one night, you know, Paul Weber and Top Hand. Oh, my God. It was unbelievable. Everybody was real good. And he had a drummer at the time. He used a block thing on his drum, you know, like a solid block. Paul would do a song and he'd go into the verse.
Yeah.
Well, he'd just knock on that block. Eh?
Yeah.
And it, like, I thought, oh my God, does that ever deliver the song? Cause sometimes drummers, like, they try to put too much in. Eh? And this guy, he was pretty good. I love the block idea. Eh?
Oh yeah. That's a great place to go. Like I always enjoyed going to the commercial.
For the traditional good country music.
You know, yeah.
It's the place to go. Be hard to find places like that.
Yeah, well, there's so many small town bars like that used to be like that aren't around anymore, so it's a shame.
No, there's nothing wrong with going to listen to a single act or a double act, you know, and you know, the guys are really putting the music through and everything. It's entertaining, you know. Like I know I live in little old Drumbo here, and sometimes I go up to the Drumbo pub there to listen to some people. And,
okay.
They don't overdo anything. Like they don't have a big PA blasting in your face and whatnot. And, you know, it's pleasant. It's pleasant.
Hey? Yeah, for it's, sure.
When you played out at the, that place in Rose.
Yeah.
I can't remember the
yep,
name of that.
The Ridge. Now. Yeah.
The Ridge. Yeah. Yeah. Same thing. Like, you know, when I went out there on Tuesday nights and you were hosting and, you know, you had a couple people up and everything, you know, it was pleasant. It's nice, you know.
Yeah, it wasn't too loud.
Sometimes too much is just too much, right?
Yeah. Actually, to be honest, a lot of times I forgot to put on the PA. I would have my, put the monitors on. That was it. I actually forgot to put the mains on. And they were happy with that anyway, because people were eating and they wanted it quiet enough that you could talk. I was only really miking it with the monitors off.
Let's take a bit of a pause to hear another song recorded by Randy Morrison in the Flat River Band. This one's called Sarah Jane.
Rock by my Sarah Jane, rock by my Sarah Jane. Nothing to do but sit around and sing. Rock by my Sarah Jane. I met a gal sweet on me. She lives down in Tennessee. Oh, Sarah Jane. Nothing to do but sit around and sing. Rock by my Sarah Jane. Thank you. down here all my life. All that's left is just one wife. Oh, Sarah Jane. Nothing to do but sit around and swing. Rock by my Sarah Jane. I'll get a pole. We'll go down to the fishing hole. Oh, Sarah Jane. Nothing to do but sit around and sing. Rock by my Sarah Jane. Rock by my Sarah Jane. Rock by my Sarah Jane. Nothing to do but sit around and sing. Rock by my Sarah Jane. Rock by my Sarah Jane, rock by my Sarah Jane. Nothing to do but sit around and sing. Rock by my Sarah Jane. Oh, nothing to do but sit around and sing. Rock by my Sarah Jane.
Hi friends, Kevy Canuck here from Kitchener, Ontario, and you're listening to 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo.ca.
Well, when I played in the bluegrass band, we, myself and Glenn George and Glenn McDonald, we had the kids. They all played together and whatnot. It'd be like when you go to a festival, like you're camping, right?
Oh, yeah.
The kids would be together and doing their thing and having some fun. And then, it was kind of fun for that at some of the at festivals. It was fun to do that. Some festivals they had, a river flowing through it or whatnot up in River Valley there. Yeah. That was nice. That was way up there in Northern Ontario, and you'd really feel like you're out there, and it was camping.
That's great. Yeah, let the kids all have fun.
And then the kids went to sleep, and we'd jam and have some fun, right?
Oh yeah,
worked out pretty good. I remember one time we were booked there. I took the family. We went up there a couple days early. We set up our camp. I had a tent trailer at that time. We watched everybody come into the park and set up and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then I had clean sweep and we did our shows and whatnot. And then everybody was leaving. And so we decided to stay an extra, I think it was an extra day or so. We watched everybody leave, and then, the guy who owned it, Tony DeBoer, he came down. He says, we were the only ones on what they called the island at River Valley. And he said, why don't you, we're having a potluck up the hill. He says, why don't you come up, bring your guitar and your family and join the potluck. I said, oh, okay.
That's great.
We all went up there, and I'm telling you, we had a real good time. Just the people that stayed over that extra day or so. We all ate well and, then a little bit of entertainment, and there was everything there, banjo, guitar, fiddle, bass, everything.
Yeah, that's a great thing.
And, we had a real good time. Then we went back and we were camping alone on the island. We had a campfire, and the next day we set up and we came home. It was kind of nice to do,
Yeah, and you take your time.
Yeah, take your time.
One good thing about bluegrass, because you're playing a lot of the standards, the same songs, you can just jump in with a whole group of strangers, and everybody kind of fits in really well together. Eh?
Yeah, everybody knows the tune, and when you're jamming, that's what you do. You pull out the old traditionals, and people gather around, and everybody makes they contribute, on their instruments. That's always a fun part of it.
Yeah, it's great. Well, hopefully, I don't know if any festivals are happening in 2021, but maybe 2022 we'll be back to some more normal stuff again.
I hope so. Not that I have a band ready to go or anything, but it's just, for the people who do like it, I hope it does happen. Myself, right now, if a festival promoter wanted me to play, I'd have to throw something together, and I would, and put a band together and go do it.
Cause yeah, you just find,
I know the words.
Yeah. And yeah, you just find all competent people that can
do it. With the commercial bluegrass band that we, you know, we played once a month there at the commercial, but everybody was in different bands.
Yeah.
So it was pretty hard to get that band together to play at a festival. We did a couple festivals with the commercial bluegrass band,
I believe.
And it was fun, you know, like everything just, all the planets aligned, and we had everybody there to do a festival. So it worked out pretty good, you know, but it wasn't a band where you could, you know, somebody could come and book us for a festival because everybody was in different bands doing different things. You know, we just met on a certain night there at the, you know, first Friday of the month, for example, and get there and we just do a whole bunch of bluegrass.
Right? Yeah. You guys were fantastic, though. I remember seeing you a few times up there.
Yeah, it worked out good. You know, like I really enjoyed it. And we were getting a crowd and people were liking it.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Everybody knows you've been stepping on my toes and I'm getting pretty tired of it. You keep a stepping out of line and I'm messing with my mind. If you had any sense, you'd quit. Cause ever since you were a little bitty teeny girl, you said I was the only man in this old world. Now you better do some thinking, then you'll find you got the only daddy that'll walk the line. I keep a working every day, all you wanna do is play. I'm tired of staying out all night. I'm a coming unglued for your fronty little booth. Now honey baby, that ain't right. Cause ever since you were a little bitty teeny girl, said I was the only man in this old world. Now you better do some thinking, then you'll find you got the only daddy that'll walk the line. Packing up my clothes, nearly everybody knows that you're still just a foot beyond. Oh, when I started walking, gonna hear you started squawking and begging me to come back home. Cause ever since you were a little bitty teeny girl, you said I was the only man in this old world. Now you better do some thinking, then you'll find you got the only daddy that'll walk the line. Stepping out of line and I'm messing with my mind. If you had any sense, you'd quit. Cause ever since you were a little bitty teeny girl, you said I was the only man in this old world. Now you better do some thinking, then you'll find you got the only daddy that'll walk the line. You got the only daddy that'll walk the line.
Hi, it's Stuart McKee from Kitchener, and you're listening to 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo.ca.
Well, thanks again for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, we've reached the end of part two of the Musician's FAQ feature of Richard Dickie Dugas. I hope you enjoyed learning about Dickie's musical career, and I encourage you to follow him on Facebook for future live shows, as well as his online videos. I know for me personally, I plan on being at the Commercial Tavern, the Drumbo Pub, or other venues that Dickie might be performing at once establishments start opening up a bit more. Maybe even check out Isolation 2020 Country Jamboree on Facebook for some of his online recordings.
Being involved with Musicians FAQ and CKMS has really opened my eyes to the richness and depth of music history in our community. As a musician, I think we're pretty lucky to be living in Waterloo Region with so much music around us. Please drop me a line if you know a musician that might want to be featured on the program, or maybe a theme for an upcoming episode. You can find previous Musicians FAQ shows by navigating to radiowaterloo.ca, clicking on the Categories drop-down, and selecting Musicians FAQ. Let's finish off the second half of our feature with Dickie Dugal by listening to his version of Jukebox in My Mind, a number one hit for Alabama in 1990. Until next time, it's Steve Todd, and I want to thank you for listening to Musicians FAQ on 102.7 CKMS.
In the corner of my mind stands a jukebox. It's playing all my favorite memories. One by one, they take me back to the days when you were mine. And I can't stop this jukebox in my mind. I don't need no quarters, I don't need any dimes. You filled it up forever when you said goodbye. Heaven knows I love old melodies. They were meant to ease the pain. But the kind that's playing in my mind, driving me insane. In a corner of my mind stands a jukebox, playing all my favorite melodies. Oh, one by one, they take me back to the days when you were mine. And I can't stop this jukebox in my mind. Song by song, those melodies were meant to ease the pain. But the kind that's playing in my mind are driving me insane. In the corner of my mind stands a jukebox. It's playing all my favorite memories. Oh, one by one, they take me back to the days when you were mine. And I can't stop this jukebox in my mind. Oh, one by one, they take me back to the days when you were mine. And I can't stop this jukebox in my mind. Oh, I can't stop this jukebox in my mind.
Hi, it's Dickie Dugal from Drumbo, and you're listening to 102.7 CKMS Radio.
I don't need you anymore. I'm walking out that door. I don't need you anymore.